All right. It's hot out for much of the nation right now. They're experiencing a heat wave. That's difficult enough for human beings, but it's easier on us than it is on the country's animals and livestock. Today in Paradise, Pennsylvania, temperatures are expected to get over 100 degrees. And for Don Rank, who runs Verdant View Farms, that's a problem. Don, you're trying to keep 70 dairy cows cool.
That's right, Celeste.
How do you do that?
Well,
You take them into the living room and turn up the air conditioner.
You hope for a breeze, and then if you need to, you wet the animals down and keep the air moving. The large dairy herds that are housed in barns can have all their fans running and make sure that their backup generator is ready to go if they need it. Also, chicken houses and hog houses and all the other large population buildings do it that way. We depend on natural ventilation primarily, and then we would wet them down, get them in the shade. Hopefully, the breeze will keep them cooled just a few degrees lower than they would be if they weren't wet.
But the heat is as dangerous for animals as it is for any human, if maybe not more so, because there's fewer solutions to it. I understand that you had baby calves born yesterday, and then there was a tragedy.
Yes, there were two born, and one didn't survive, and that's highly unusual. So,
because of the heat.
Yeah, it could well be. We too were extremely hot because we had to help pull the calf. There were three of us working with that cow, and it was her first calf, and it was a very large calf, about 120-pound calf. So, it was a very difficult birth.
Is there a temperature point at which you say, you know, at this point, I don't know if I can keep the quality of life up for this livestock, and I have to find some other way out of this?
Well, we use all the tools at our disposal. And like I said, if...
You stand there with a hose some cases.
Well, yeah, you have to get their hide wet and then get them out of a group. They tend to stand in a group, and that makes them hotter. So you get them out where at least any slight air movement will help.
We have a report from CBS that there was actually 100 cattle that died in their tracks in Iowa yesterday. I don't know if you heard that report, but that has to be your nightmare.
Yes, that's right.
So how many animals do you have total, not just cattle, but altogether?
Well, the dairy herd is our primary source of income here, and then crops. But we also have lots of small animals because we have a bed and breakfast. And we have a day tour program that we call Farmland Fun at Verdant View.
But it's probably easier to keep the human visitors cool than it is to keep your animals. Does the heat end up affecting the milk?
Yes, they will drop in milk production. Cows like cold better than heat, and they'll do well in sub-freezing temperatures, whereas when it gets above 70 is their optimum temperature for black and white Holsteins, and Jerseys and other brown Swiss and other breeds actually have a higher tolerance for heat, but the black and white Holstein is optimum temperature of 70, so when it hits 100 or 102, they're in trouble.
Well, Don Rank of Verdant View Farms in Pennsylvania, good luck both to you and your cows this weekend.
Very good. I thank you very much.
Heat expected to reach over 100 degrees.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.